This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lance O'Brien is here. It's the Inside Connection. It is the annual enrollment. Our number is 866, of course, 391-1020. You can reach them until noon today at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And anyone that you meet from MediConnect and they look tired has nothing to do with the tryptophan in the turkey. They're just working, and they are going pretty much round the clock, enjoying those last couple of days with friends and family, but they're back at it today. It has been a very busy time. Very, I guess, safe to say, their best enrollment period to date during their company's history. And we start by letting Lance and him and, of course, Brian and Sean and Laura, Joe, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you so much. Same to you. How are you doing?
I am wonderful.
That's good.
Couldn't be better. Life is fantastic.
Hey, life is a challenge, man. It has its ups and downs, you know, and we keep rolling.
I got to be honest with you. Life's good right now.
That's good.
It is.
That's awesome. So you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did. I worked the last couple of mornings. I'm a little tired, but life is good.
Did you get to watch any football, any stuff like that?
No.
No.
I didn't watch. I watched a little bit on Thanksgiving Day, but it's just when you get up at 3 in the morning, it's kind of hard to have faculties at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're
to
on
watch
Qatar.
Football.
You're on Qatar time
exactly.
zone right now, huh?
You say guitar or Qatar? Okay. Go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, man. It's been crazy. Excited to be here this morning. 10 days, 12 if you count Sundays, which we're counting Sundays now, right?
Yeah.
Because every day matters. It's sprint time. We have the entire team in the office this morning because it really gets busy now. So excited. If you have a question about your Medicare, if you haven't reviewed this year, if you've kind of been putting it off like most people do, you can call us at 888-818-6334. We'll be happy to answer your questions. Sit down in your home, across the table, have a conversation over the phone and just walk you through. But yeah, as you alluded to, Rob, it has been our best enrollment period so far. The phones have been ringing nonstop. We just passed over 3,000 clients, new clients served. Yeah, pretty awesome to think about that. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that was a whole year. And now to think that it's an AEP, it's just been amazing. And we're just so thankful for our current clients. You know, we strive every year, Rob, to serve our current clients during this time, you know, and I think that's an overshadowed thing in the industry. A lot of people, they get someone signed up and they just sail off into the sunset. There's a very important part of this where we reach out to our current clients, and sometimes we change from one broker to another as things change, but we have the education process, the entire firm behind, and it's just an exciting, exciting thing. So excited for all the new customers that we brought on, the carriers. They've been amazing, haven't they, been this enrollment period, Rob, just coming in and really sharing about how they're trying to position their products to make a difference. I mean, it's pretty exciting. And then, of course, this partnership. I mean, I can't believe we're moving into 5 years now. Can you believe that?
Here's what amazes me. You know, we've all go through those periods in our life. You know, I like to get annual checkups, and you go visit a doctor or a pharmacist, and you're in line in the waiting room or at that pharmacy. How many times, if there's 10 people in line, 6 or 7 are saying Medicare.
Yeah.
Mentioning Medicare. It just goes to show you this is such an important part of people's lives.
It really is. I mean, again, it's the foundation of their health care, right? It's but what they've been working for, to know that they're going to have health care that's really going to take care of them, right? Now, they have options when they get into that space. They have the supplemental coverage, right, which carries its own set of rules. And then they have the Advantage plans, which we see a lot more on the TV and things these days. And then, as we've said on this show a ton of times, Rob, it's not new, but over 60 options now to choose from. And that's just been growing every year, and those plans have compressed in price. They've expanded in benefits, so there's just a ton of options, and for us, we want to be able to really assist. And you know, I'm just thankful for all the things I just mentioned a few minutes ago. I am thankful there's still time, right? That, you know, we'll meet with a ton of people over the next few weeks. So again, just want to really encourage people, if they've kind of been pushing it aside, want to get through Thanksgiving, want to do all the prep, want to spend my money on Black Friday, right? I stood in line for Hobby Lobby yesterday for like an hour, you know, just a card. We were getting a new Christmas tree this year, and I mean, it was crazy. But everybody's, you know, I got this to do, I got this to do, and this sometimes gets pushed, right? But now's the time.
You know, the best part about Black Friday when you go to the mall
is going home.
No. When you're single and you have not one gift to buy for anyone, just to watch people. I love watching.
Are you a people watcher, Rob?
Oh, I love it. Listen, this day in history, and every time I hear about what happened in Egypt in 1922, I think about Steve Martin. Every time I hear or see this lettering having to do with King Tut's tomb, the great Steve Martin, of course, him portraying King Tut back in the day on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I mean, you know, before we get into a bunch more Medicare stuff, we do like to kind of, you know, we got the trivia question coming up. What's happened this day in history? 1922, King Tut's tomb was discovered on this day. And what I found interesting is the gentleman that found it, and then the British lord that came over to go into the tomb, kind of with the allure of King Tut, they both passed away within 6 months of entering the tomb. So it kind of, the mummy curse lives,
right? Don't mess with Tut.
Don't mess with Tut, even centuries later. So also on this day in 1942, Casablanca, which I hate to say, I've never seen it. So that's it's on my weekend plan this weekend, actually.
You've never seen Claude Rains, Ingrid Bergman, and Humphrey Bogart?
I have not, man.
And Peter Lorre. It is absolutely one of the most fascinating movies ever made. You're going to love it.
Well, ranked number two all time by the American Film Institute of all movies ever made, right behind the original Godfather.
Here's the thing that amazes me about Humphrey Bogart and a lot of people. He was a part of that whole Warner Brothers time in which Edward G. Robinson and himself and George Raft were those tough guys, right? He was born in 1899. So when he really became a star with African Queen, with Katharine Hepburn, Casablanca, he was like pushing 50 years of age, and he died at 57. So he was really, all that work that he put in as a bit actor, actor, having all those bit parts, doing stage work, he had about a good 10-year run. He met Lauren McCall, became a father.
Yeah.
But his life was really, his stardom was only about a 10-year span. But when you think of his body of work, you think, you know, Petrified Forest. You thought the guy was a star, Angels with Dirty Faces, forever, but it was only like 10 years.
He packed a lot into that short period of time, for sure. You know, one of the things for me is I'm getting older, I'm starting to actually appreciate history, I think, a little more. You know, when we're in social studies class in school, we're like, but I really, you know, you see how life evolves and stuff. It's pretty amazing. Kind of sticking or going back to Thanksgiving, on this day, November 26, 1789, was the day of National Thanksgiving as proclaimed by George Washington. He was the first president, obviously, and then that was his proclamation. And then Abraham Lincoln reaffirmed it for the first time. Amazing that 80-some years passed. But again, on November 26, 1863, Abe Lincoln kind of reaffirmed that. And then in 1941, Rob, Thanksgiving Day was established by FDR as the fourth Sunday of November every year. So,
and isn't it, when you think of Thanksgiving, who were the two presidents that are always above the chalkboard in school?
Yes.
George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. One other thing, back to Ingrid Bergman, because you started it. Isabella Rossellini, who is her daughter.
I know her.
Listen, if she wants to sign up with Medicare with me today, I am available, because we're like the same age. Absolutely love her.
Yeah, no, great people, a lot of great history, a lot to be thankful for. As I said, we, you know, we're really blessed. We live in a great country. And, you know, one of the things I found funny as I was doing my research on this day in 2002, George W. Bush issued the presidential pardon. That's become common for one lucky turkey. So literally a turkey gets to go live in splendor and not end up on somebody's table.
Last seminar of the year coming up November 29th. Tell them about it.
Yeah, so as you know, seminars are a big part of what we do, usually about 6 to 8 a month. We're actually going to be expanding that next year because of the demand of people. So on the 29th of November this week, we're going to be at the Spring Hill Suites in the South Side on South Water Street. It's at 6 o'clock. If you turn in 65 in the next 12 months or new to Medicare, you want to get signed up. We're going to take a little hiatus for the month of December. Then we're going to be back in force in January. If you do need to be seen before that, call the office.
888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com, and click on that seminars tab to get registered for yourself. We'll come back. Trivia question with Lance O'Brien, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Moments away, Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA Radio. Good morning. All right, we are back with Lance O'Brien, the Inside Connection. Don't forget, we've got our wonderful representative standing by today until noon. And remember, there's never a charge for their services. So annual enrollment, 1st of December, going to be 65, currently 65. You want to revisit your current coverage, you need to give them a call. Do it right now, 888-818-6334. And if you're listening right now, our roundtable segment is just about a segment away, 10, 12 minutes or so from now. You have anything on your mind about your current Medicare coverage and you want to know more, you need to call us, 866-391-1020. But something that we have implemented into the program in recent weeks is our trivia question. And if you think you know the right answer, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020, and we're going to get you a gift card if you get the correct answer. So here is this week's trivia question with Lance O'Brien on the Inside Connection.
Yeah, so we ended the last segment, Rob, talking about how in 2002, George W. Bush gave a presidential pardon, if you will, to a turkey. Sounds kind of crazy when you think about it, but he wasn't the first. So the trivia question today is, who was the first president who gave a pardon to a turkey as Thanksgiving kind of lore?
You know, and I'm shocked that this is the guy who did it, because he grew up in the South kind of on a farm.
Yes.
You know, so they knew.
You're giving some hints. You're dropping some hints, Rob.
Well, because people got Google. They know what they know what they're doing. But I would have never thought it was this person, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So a lot to get to today. As mentioned, we literally have all of our agents in-house today, Rob, at the office, ready to take calls. They're making a lot of outbound calls as we're really gearing up for these last 12 days. If you haven't reviewed, you do need to review. I say in the last 2 years, if you haven't really looked at your coverage, you just have to. Like, I can't be more forceful. Like, we can't, you know, tie you up and make you do it. But the changes have been so significant that it just really needs to be done. So give us a call, 888-818-6334. Live at the office this morning with all the agents. But before we get to that, I do want to circle back. Lauren mentioned last week, and I think this bears repeating because it is a big issue. There was a change by CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is the governing body for Medicare, Rob, relating to the general election. So in order to actually explain the general election, I got to back up a minute, right? Because there's 4 enrollment periods with Medicare, Rob. We've got the AEP that we're in right now, the annual enrollment period that ends on December 7th, right, where you got to get your decisions made for the new year. Then we've got the open enrollment that starts January 1st. We got special enrollments throughout the year based on life issues. But the initial enrollment period, Rob, that's when people first make a decision to go on to Medicare. It's actually a 7-month window of time, Rob. It's 3 months before, the month of, and 3 months after someone becomes Medicare eligible. Now, it'd be nice if it was simple and just say it's at age 65. But not everybody goes on to Medicare at age 65, right, Rob? Some people like you, they work, they have coverage, they stay with their work coverage. So that enrollment period of 7 months revolves around when they first go on to Medicare Part B, okay? Now, I hate to say it, but we run across a lot of people who get bad information, right? They don't sign up when they're supposed to. They miss that enrollment period. And when you miss that enrollment period, Rob, you just can't sign up when you want to. You can't just be like, well, I know I need it now, I'm going to sign up now. No, you have to wait for the general election period, which the general election period, Rob, runs from January 1st to March 31st of every year. So you have to wait for that. So if you're in the middle of June, Rob, think about it, and you have missed your enrollment window, you have to wait 6 months just to sign up. But it's worse than that, because prior to what's going to happen in 2023, you'd actually have to wait until July 1st for your coverage to go into effect, for your Medicare to become active. So in the scenario I just outlined, you should have signed up, you missed it, you have to wait 6 months to sign up, then you have to wait another 6 months for it to become active. That's potentially 12 months without health insurance.
And here's what else it does. It also changes your retirement plans.
It does. It affects how you're thinking about your money, because now you have to be prepared for the unprepared, the potential catastrophic. Right, Rob? Well, big change next year to the general election. Now, beginning January 1st, if you sign up January 1st because you've missed your other enrollment period, it's now going to go effective the very next month. So you miss your sign up, you sign up January 10th, you're going to be effective February 1st. So you still have to wait till the general election, but now you don't have to wait 4, 5, potentially 6 months to get your Medicare. So if you're listening today, and I know there's people out there because we run across them all the time, Rob, and you missed your enrollment period and you're staring a penalty in the face, now what you can do in January, sign up. If you're unsure how to do it, give us a call. We'll assist. We'll help you, right? And then we'll be able to review private insurance. So that's a huge change, Rob, in the enrollment for people with Medicare.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to get to that roundtable discussion coming up in our next segment. So if you have any questions about your current coverage, hospital stays, dental, vision, talking prescription coverage, give us a call right now. We'll get you in the loop. We'll get you on the air, 866-391-1020. So Lauren last week brought the good folks from Cigna in here, and they were talking about the $20,000 dental benefit. That's all I've been hearing about from my friends this week. This is everything is just such a game changer. Changing type of year.
Yeah, to think about the fact that 5 years ago, it was hard to even get any semblance of dental care when you were on Medicare. It was very small. I mean, $1,000 was like a revelation back in that time. And now to think how far it's come, and it's not just the dollar amounts, Rob, that they're offering. It's the fact that the services that you can now get covered, that there's the ability to get stems for implants, the ability to get dentures, extractions. There's so much coverage now. And if you have a plan that doesn't provide you with dental coverage, you definitely want to give a call. There's so many options out there. I mean, there's a plan that's got a zero premium, Rob, this year that actually provides over $2,000 of dental coverage with no copay attached to it. So it's 100% coverage. It's crazy. Coverage. It's better than what I got right now.
Well,
I know that.
Listen, to give you an idea, like being recently at the pharmacy, it was kind of 10 people in front of me. Medicare covered. Medicare covered. Medicare. Rob, you owe $20 towards your copay.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, they know what they're doing. Hey, we have a winner of our trivia question. It is Mary Lee of Beaver. And again, what was the question and what was the winning answer, Lance?
So the first person, the first president to issue a pardon for a turkey on Thanksgiving was Harry Truman back in 1947. Listen, people have problems all the time with presidential pardons, right? This one should be one too. It's kind of comical, but thanks a lot for Mary for listening, for being a part of it. We're going to get that gas card out to you, which we'll know will help as you're out doing your holiday shopping. But yeah, pretty funny.
All right, so before we get to break and come back, take some of these calls. It's the roundtable discussion. So anything about your current Medicare coverage, you want to see if you can get better coverage, save a little bit of money, something you're questioning, now is the time. You're signing up for the first time. Our number is 866-391-1020. You can reach them until noon at 888-818-6334. In the minute that we have, Lance O'Brien, before the break, what are some of the common questions that you get asked every year? And I'm sure as you say it, there'll be 10 to 20 people right now going, you know, I was thinking the exact same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big general question we get, right? What are the changes, right? And that's impossible to list all the changes because they're very individualized to the plans, right, and to the individual themselves. So that's one of the big questions. How can they do all of this has been a big question. Like, how are they offering all these additional benefits? We've had a lot of people who are currently on supplements that have to pay separately for their drug plan, separately for their dental, vision, and hearing, that have been saying, how can these Advantage plans do that, right? That's been a huge question this year. We've seen a lot of people going from that type of private insurance with Medicare to Advantage plans. Not always right for everyone, but tons of questions that are out there.
All right, we're going to come back. Rudy in the North Hills, we'll get to you in just a moment. Anyone else right now, our lines are available. If you have any Medicare question, it is the annual enrollment till the 1st of December. Call us right now. The number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. More to come on this Saturday edition of Rob Pratt Saturday, your Pratt Pack on KDK Radio. It's the Inside Connection with MediConnect. All right, here we go. Roundtable time at MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach them, 888-818-MEDI. Set up an appointment today. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. All right, let's start off with Rudy. Rudy in the North Hills, you're on KDK. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Rudy.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question. You might be able to answer it. Maybe you won't be able to answer it. I have Medicare, and I have a UPMC plan, Advantage plan.
Okay.
But I don't have the RX, the drug program.
Gotcha.
I don't take drugs for any reason, period.
Okay.
But I was wondering, is there any independent insurance companies, whether it's a pharmaceutical or an insurance company, that offers a prescription drug program independently of Medicare?
No, not really. I mean, they would have to be an established Part D plan, Rudy, to be, you know, a lot of people who don't have drugs, they'll either use potentially the VA or they'll use GoodRx or something like that. But no, there's not a independent plan outside of the Medicare system. You're either going to get prescriptions through your Medicare Advantage plan, which you said you have one that's considered an MA only plan, no PD, which is the prescription drugs,
right,
or a standalone plan. So unfortunately not. It would have to run through one of the basically GoodRx or other types of programs that allows discounts on your prescriptions.
Okay. I think that would be a great business for a company like RX or another pharmaceutical to offer, especially for people who are like me, who are not using prescription drugs, period. And I'm 70 years old right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, prescription drugs is definitely one of the most challenging aspects of all people's lives as they get older, and especially with Medicare. You know, most people, they'll get the drug plan because they're afraid of but they don't want to deal with the penalty should they need drug coverage later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not worried about that either, but I just think that there would be a great business opportunity there. Okay, well, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, let's say hi to Janet Whitehall on the air, the Inside Connection, MediConnect with Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt. Hi, Janet.
I'm like the gentleman. Oh, thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Good morning.
I'm like the gentleman before me. I have Medicare and UPMC, and I just paid a fortune for implants for my teeth, and I may need more in the future. You said there is a plan through Medicare that may cover some of implants?
So there are plans out there that will cover portions of it. The full implant itself is not covered,
right,
but like the stems and stuff, yes, there are plans out there that would offer some coverage for that. You could actually reach out to the office and, you know, one of the advisors would be able to walk you through, you know, what plan options would be available. But you're right. I mean, they're incredibly expensive.
They are.
Not cheap.
Now, would that Medicare be extra in addition to what I have already, or
It would have to be in replace of, because if the current plans that you don't have or that you do have don't offer that, and it's offered in another one when you were to switch over, you know, now again, the advisor would check your medications, your doctors, all of those things to make sure that they fit your other needs, you know, because you don't want to take away from one need, you know, for another. But if you could get it all in one package, that could be helpful.
And the number again is
888-818-6334.
Great. Thank you so much. I'll give them a call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Lorraine is up next. Scott Township, Inside Connection, MediConnect. Hey, Lorraine.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm calling to see what's available for you have to completely change your Medicare plan to get the one that covers some medical or dental?
Again, it's a great question. I don't know exactly what you have, but again, with most of the major carriers that are available, now they have plans that have dental coverage. So you may have to switch plans, but you might not have to switch companies, if that makes sense, right? So if you have, say, Highmark now, some of their plans may have dental, some may not. Same with UPMC, Aetna. So you might not have to change carriers. But if your current plan doesn't have dental, you may have to switch to another plan within that carrier or another one altogether, yes. Because you can't have two different plans at the same time.
Okay, so then I would call that 818?
Yeah, it's 888-818-6334. And like I said, what the advisors will do is they'll either come out to you, they'll sit down with you, they'll ask questions, check your prescriptions, check your doctors, and then they'll go over plan benefits with you so that you can see if making a change is right for you or not. You know, we want you to do what's best for you.
Okay. I've had someone come out the past 2 years. She's basically checked my prescription plan.
Okay.
Because and she looked at it because they were going to up it, and she said to keep that compared to the medications they put me on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, those do change significantly from year to year, so if you haven't done it this year, it probably would be helpful.
Okay, so it's 888-818-68.
No, it's 888.
Okay.
888-818-6334.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lorraine. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a good weekend. Okay, listen, we've got room for some more calls here. Roundtable discussion, Inside Connection, MediConnect, talking the annual enrollment, 866-391-1020. John in the South Hills, you're on KDKA. Hi, John.
Hi.
Good morning, John.
I'm a retired employee.
Okay.
And I got the regular Medicare, and my backup is the Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP. You're familiar with that?
Yes. Yeah, now there's different aspects of those plans, but yes, in general, we're absolutely familiar with them.
I'm paying $300 a month starting this year for my Blue Cross Blue Shield for the FEP backup.
Mm-hmm.
People say I should check with you people because of too much.
Yeah, that is quite a bit. I mean, when you start getting up into that dollar amount, you know, you could be covering your entire max out of pocket on a different plan. So again, my philosophy and my approach is it's always good to review, but you know, at the end of the day, if you look at it and that's better for you, we want you to stay with that, obviously. But $300 a month is you're getting up into a price range that is pretty expensive compared to everything else that's out there.
I spent $600 when my wife was alive. And
yeah.
It was worth it because we can go any place in the country anytime without any prior recommendation. We can go to any doctor, you know. And she had some issues, so I thought that was worth it. But since she passed away last year, I'm thinking now maybe I should change.
Yeah, and life events definitely do impact, you know, the income that we have, the availability of the healthcare. And there's definitely outside of the FEP, there's actually programs that offer you the same benefits that you were just describing, but it could be for lower cost. So, you know, if you call them, they're at the office today. The whole team is there. They'll review with you. When we compare group coverage, we look at four aspects, and they'll be able to help do an apples-to-apples comparison for you.
All right, very good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the call.
All right, lots of calls coming in. We'll get to some more calls coming up in our next segment. We'll continue the roundtable discussion, but I know that we got a couple of minutes left in this segment. You want to just kind of talk about a couple of things here real quick, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got 12 days left, right? And that's including the two Sundays. And what I've kind of learned about the enrollment period is you've got three types of people. You got your plan A type planners, right, where it's October 1st is the first day we can talk about benefits, and they're calling us on September 25th, right? And they want to know everything about everything. And then you kind of get, once we get to about November 10th, November 15th, the tryptophan starts to kick in, and people go to sleep on this a little bit, Rob, where they're kind of like, well, I got all the holiday stuff coming up, and they kind of, and then you have what happens today. There's a reason, Rob, that all of our agents are in the office this morning, because we know based on history that now we're going to be into utter chaos for the next 12 days. So we want to have everybody available to really be able to walk people through what their options are, answer their questions, and show them what all their options. So if you're one of those people, you've kind of been putting it off, you know, a lot of us have a little bit of that in us, you definitely want to call today and get the best information for 2023 for yourself.
MediConnectInsurance.com. And again, for that seminar, the last one of the year, just click on the seminars tab. It's November 29th, Spring Hill Suite, Southside, 2950 South Water Street in Pittsburgh, or you can call right now to register 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Remember, MediConnectInsurance.com, the inside connection. Our representatives are there till noon today. Never a charge for their services. Annual enrollment rolling through the 1st of December. Number 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. All right, next hour, it is the True Value Home Improvement Show. Then Kaylin Sagan will be here, AAA Central, talking travel. And then it is the Law for the Elderly, Pittsburgh, elderlaw.com, Zachariah Brown. Here's Tony on KDKA, the Inside Connection, sponsored by MediConnect. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. I'd like to ask, I'm 62, and I got on Social Security disability this past May, and then I turned 62 in July. Can I, you know, am I able to apply for either Medicare or Medicaid and or both?
So that's a great question, Tony. Once you start receiving Social Security disability, after being on that for 24 consecutive months, you're automatically enrolled in Medicare. So in your scenario, not knowing the exact dates, of course, but you know, you would be qualified for Medicare before your 65th birthday, as long as you stay on the Social Security disability. Medicaid's going to be dependent upon your income levels. So certainly, you know, you could reach out to the local welfare office, Medicaid office, and go through the application process. So you will be able to get Medicare early, but you won't be able to get it right now, unless, of course, you have a diagnosis of end-stage renal disease, which is kidney failure, or ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. So there are some options available for you, but only can get Medicare after 24 months on Social Security disability. But if you call the office, 888-818-6334, one of the advisors could probably ask you some questions off air that might be able to direct you to where you need to be.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Tony.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's keep it going. Let's go to Diane. Diane, you're next up on KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. My question is this. I'm currently on the Federal Employee Health Benefits, HMO, UPMC.
Okay.
But I'm turning 65 in March, and it's my understanding that I can go on the UPMC for life, Medicare Advantage plan, but I have to keep this federal employee health benefit program and pay $180 for it. But everyone I know who's on UPMC for life doesn't pay anything. Is there an advantage to sticking with this employer's program, or should I just drop out of that and then sign up with the Medicare Advantage plan for UPMC?
Yeah, again, it's a great question, and it's really a conversation, to be honest with you, is the answer, because once you leave federal benefits, generally, unless you lapse them, you can't get back in. So it is a big decision, right? So what you want to do is we want to be able to actually look at four things for you. What's your premium? what's the deductible, the copay structure, and then ultimately your max out of pocket. Because you could go to UPMC and not keep the federal benefits. That's totally allowable, but we want to make sure that's the right decision for you. And it could save you money, could give you equal benefits, but not all federal employee benefits are the same. So that's why it would really be actually looking at the coverage you have and then comparing it to the options. As you know, we work with every carrier. All of our services are free of charge. It never costs anybody. So really being able to sit down and walk through that with you, you'd have clarity of this is the right decision for me, and we want you to make that decision.
Okay. Well, I'll set that up to talk to someone then.
Yeah, definitely want to do it because there's nuances to each federal plan, and I wouldn't want you just to go to UPMC without looking at all the options. We want to make sure that's right for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Busy morning here on the Inside Connection. Here's Rick in Bridgeville on KDK. Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Morning, Rick.
Hello.
What's your question? All right, listen, your phone is kind of breaking up there, so we're kind of out of time, so I want you to just take this number down and call them at the office, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, but I wanted to also give you a couple of minutes to kind of put some finishing touches on today's show. Lance.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, again, my approach to this is we want to use the education process that we have set up that's helped just thousands of people here in Western PA and literally actually all across the state. And we want to get people into a position to make a best decision for themselves. And again, I've said it a few times this morning, but I just think it's super important. The decision always has to be the individual's. We just want to make sure they have all the information they need to make an educated decision. I received a phone call this last week from a lady, and she said, yeah, I was referred to you to talk to you, and I need to change my plan. And I was like, well, why do you need to change your plan? She said, well, all my neighbors and my friends are telling me that the plan they have is better than mine. And I kind of chuckled, to be honest with you, because, you know, there's so many facets that go into this. And, you know, we had a great conversation. The lady and I referred her to one of the brokers in the firm because I'm not running a lot of home appointments anymore myself, Rob. And, you know, what I talked to her about is, you know, you can never make a decision because of what somebody else has. You have to make a decision because of who you are. And that's a big difference. Who you are and your travel and your budget and your needs and what's changing in your life from one benefit year to another benefit year. You know, the truth of the matter is the plan that her friends have from a pure benefit standpoint, Rob, is a phenomenal plan. Now, what I could have done is I could have said, you know what? That is a great plan. You should just go to that one. But that would have been wrong, right? The right thing to do is to set up the appointment with her like we did, go over her prescriptions, go over her physicians, go over the plan benefits. I learned very early on in this business, Rob, you can't fall in love with plan benefits because at the end of the day, there are going to be some plans that are better, quote unquote, than others from a pure benefit standpoint. And what I mean by that is the copays that someone might pay, the extra benefits. There might be some plans that are better than others. But it's not the only aspect of choosing your health coverage. You have to look at everything. And that's one of the things that I just absolutely love about our approach, Rob, is we look at every aspect of it, sit in front of the person, bring them to a place where they know with absolute clarity this is right. And again, never a cost for this process. Our services, it's why I love, it's why I'm passionate about what I do and what we do.
One thing people not be concerned about, you are staffed, you are loaded with everything, the information they need, you've got the time, the space, every opportunity, the passion behind the mission, and that's one of the reasons why we do this throughout the year, the Inside Connection, keeping people informed and abreast as far as what's happening with healthcare news, bridging that healthcare gap, and why we always have representatives till noon every week standing by.
Yep, and today is no different. The whole team is there. We'll probably have some people beyond 12 today, to be honest with you. We're 12 days, right? It's the 12 days, not a Christmas, man, but it's the 12 days left to AEP. And we want to make sure that you get the right stuff, the right presents, gifts for next year for your coverage.
You know, again, we also want to say congratulations to Mary Lee and Beaver, who won today's trivia question, which was, once again,
Harry Truman was the first president to offer a pardon to a turkey. I think there's a lot of turkeys these days that get pardoned, and they're not really animals, but, you know, it is what it is. I got a good chuckle out of you on that one, right, Rob?
I get it, Lance. I get it. I was waiting the whole show for it. But listen, what people need to understand, don't put off something you can handle today. You got a break in the action. People have kind of left the house for another walk. You're getting a little downtime, and you're like, I love my grandkids, but I got to focus on me for a moment. All you should do is call this number, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, and at least set up an appointment. So by the time we get back to business as usual next week, you'll have focus, you'll have a game plan, and you'll get headed down the right path to get you the savings and the coverage you need.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time left, but we have enough time left, right? We have the advisors, we have the expertise, we have the options. No cost. It's not going to affect you one way or the other from a standpoint of at least looking at what's available. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you were looking to get to a seminar and you haven't been able to do it, you know we got the hiatus. We can give you that same education one-on-one. 888-818-6334. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars tab, fill out a contact us form. We want to make sure we get you taken care of before the deadline.
Have a wonderful day and keep the troops motivated and moving, and we're always glad to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Sweatshirt looks great on you. Appreciate your support, buddy.
All right, listen, 866-391-1020 is the number that you'll use next hour to talk about home improvement. The True Value Home Improvement Show, moments away, KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.